Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, highlighting great people doing great things. You need to listen up for this. This is really dope stuff. Progressive National Baptist Convention, Inc. will host its 58th annual session in the A, August 5th through August 9th, under the theme In Pursuit of Wholeness. The theme, introduced by Progressive's 21st candidate, Dr. Timothy Stewart, includes a number of priorities. I want to go over a few of those. Recovery of the sacred, revitalization of our community, maximization of our potential, and the promotion of unity, all right? I have some really amazing people in the studio. So let me start with Dr. T. Smith, Jr. How are you, Doc?
Doing wonderful.
Thank you for being here. Trinity Baptist Church of Metro Atlanta, former president of the Progressive National Baptist Convention. You were president number 18.
Yes, sir.
And former pastor of the West Hunter Street Baptist Church. Very, very popular church as well.
Yes, sir.
Also in the studio, we have author Carson Jr., Reverend Doctor, pastor of Springfield B Church, Baptist Church, and you are host committee chairperson for the Progressive National Baptist Convention. How are you, sir?
Great.
Man, y'all are some sharp brothers. Now, wait a minute. Let me go to my big homie who's representing the young people because he walked up in here with his T-shirt and jeans on. Now, but you're looking good, brother. You're looking good, but you're not looking good as these gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We also have Minister Diego Daniels, youth department liaison.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you being here, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, sir.
And we have, calling all the way from the Bahamas, Gandhi Pender, Director of Communications, Progressive National Baptist Convention. Is Gandhi still here? Gandhi dropped off? All right, we'll try to get Gandhi back on the line. Okay. All right, we got a lot of folks. How are you gentlemen doing?
Wonderful.
I'm good, sir.
Wonderful.
Good, sir.
Let's first talk about the history of the organization for those who may not have, may not be familiar with what you guys do and how you started.
Progressive was started, and thank you for having us on
Absolutely.
Your show. We really appreciate it. And Progressive was started in 1961 over the issue of tenure of office. Dr. J.H. Jackson was the president of the National Baptist Convention, and that was the argument about tenure. And it was violated, and he continued to run, and they wanted some new blood. During that time, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. came along as the president of what used to be the Congress of Christian Education, Baptist Congress of Christian Education, and he became a threat to the tenure, not the tenure, but the presidency and some of the people who had a more conservative view of their approach on civil rights.
The establishment.
Yes, sir. And so by him bucking the system, Dr. Jackson, with his philosophy of gradualism and just simply sitting at the table rather than protest movements, Dr. King actually lit a fire under some people. He was not a founder of the convention, but those who founded the convention used the principles of civil rights as well as tenure to bring our convention into perspective and birth what we believe is still the best hope for Black Baptists.
One of the dynamics I love about the Progressive National Baptist Church is that you all embraced the political and social reality
Absolutely.
Of where Black people were and
yes.
are today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, for some listening, they may be shocked to know that most preachers did not deal with Dr. King.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of them have a Dr. King celebration now.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now.
Now.
Yes, sir.
But Dr. King was the catalyst that helped create what we know as the Progressive National Baptist Convention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Yes, sir.
And you know, you can't really, one of the things that lifts Progressive up is that we do have a social justice perspective and platform.
Mm-hmm.
We are not afraid to talk about Jesus. We're not afraid to talk prophetically about the political system and to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. We still believe in that.
Yes.
And believe that that's active. We have prison reform initiatives going on in Progressive. And some of the strong points about our social action programs and civil rights emphases, Dr. Otis Moss Jr. is he served as our chair of our civil rights commission, but he's now the chair emeritus and also has been our resident prophet for many years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And in this session, we're going to be dealing with some issues.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be dealing with immigration.
Because you guys got resolutions.
That's correct.
Let's talk about that on the other side.
Okay.
Because if you want to connect with an organization, understand what they stand for.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll talk about that on the other side. And also our youth component, because there's an intentional and a very intentional outreach to our millennials and young folks.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk about that. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Building, we have the Progressive National Baptist Convention, Inc., by way of Dr. Smith, Dr. Carlson, Minister Daniels, and we have Gandhi Pender back on the line. We got her back, right? All right, let's go to Gandhi because she's calling from the Bahamas. Gandhi, comm director, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Thank you, sister. I know you're calling in from a long way. We appreciate you being part of this conversation. Before we went to break, we were talking about resolutions. You all are going to pass resolutions during the convention.
Correct.
And by the way, the convention is August
5th through the 9th.
Fifth through the ninth. Now, when I count that, that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. See, that's 5 days.
Yes, sir.
Y'all do conventions for real.
Yes, sir.
The whole week.
You know, some people do conventions in a day.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Y'all got 5 days. That's serious.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about these resolutions.
The resolutions are going to be on three areas. The first area is going to be in immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And the second would be on climate crisis, and then on sex trafficking.
Wow.
We're addressing those issues that we believe that our churches should also address in their local communities. And what we will be asking is for our churches not only to resolve with words, but action, to support every effort in terms of immigration, climate change, and of course, sex trafficking.
And that's what I love about the Progressive National Baptist Convention, because you are continuing to embrace those human rights and civil rights issues that plague our society still. And one thing I say on air quite often, anytime you as a black person start adopting the narrative of your historic oppressor, you may want to rethink your position.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard a lot of black people adopt the same vile, inhuman ideology against other people of color.
That's right.
Got to be real careful with that.
Real careful.
Let's talk about the outreach to young folks, man, which this is so dynamic because I was talking to our dear sister, Gandhi, earlier today, and I said, you know, you all get it. You all get it. A church that doesn't have young people is a dying church.
Yes,
that's a period at the end of that. Right?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about what you're doing as the youth department liaison, Minister Daniels.
Yes, sir. We have a very good week plan for the youth department. We're starting off going to see, since Dr. King was a vital part of our convention, we find it fitting to go and to go and visit the King Center, just to tour it and to see the founding place where he was birthed and his church. After that, we are having a little fun in the city. We're doing a skate party at Cascade Skate Ring.
Oh, okay. What day y'all going to be there?
Tuesday night.
Okay, that's the non-gangster night. I'm just letting you know, bro. I'm from here, man, so I wanted to make sure y'all were going on the right night.
I'm from the west side.
So you already know. Okay.
I know. I'm raised up down the street. So, but yes, sir, we'll be at Cascade from 6 to 9. I'm doing the skate party. So if you want to come by, that would be great. We'll be doing some reach out to the homeless population here in Atlanta. I'm just doing some things within the city.
Beautiful, man.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. Now, for those who are not part of your church or your convention, how can they participate? Because you got a lot of things happening. I know Stacey Abrams is a keynote speaker.
Yes.
I know some other superstars are going to be part of this.
That's correct.
That will attract people who are outside of your convention.
Yes, sir.
Can regular folks like me, who are halfway heathens, can I participate with y'all?
Yes, you can.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, our hashtag is "It's happening in Atlanta."
I love it.
It's happening right here.
I love it.
And the reason being, we want the entire community to come.
And we want people to know as well. This is a historic first. Not only are we here in Atlanta, we've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a historic first in that we have our first international president.
That's right.
Dr. Timothy Stewart, who passes the historic Bethel Baptist Church, 1790 is their year of organization, in Nassau, Bahamas. So
that's
we're
amazing.
Proud to have it. But anybody can come.
Anybody.
Dr. Otis Moss, Dr. Cynthia Hale, are popular names around here among preaching greats.
Yeah.
As well as Stacey Abrams, who will be doing our banquet.
And you can access the information on our website, pnbc.org.
And the website, again, is pnbc.org.
Yes, sir.
.org.
Yes.
P as in play.
Yes, sir.
N as in Nancy. B as in black. C.
Yes, sir.
.org. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me go to my dear sister, Ms. Gandhi, who's out in the Bahamas, communications director for the Progressive National Baptist Convention, for this convention. Sister, I know you got to run a show. We got five days.
Listen, I'm just here. I'm listening to you gentlemen in studio. I'm smiling. I'm loving the music that you're playing. And I love what everyone is bringing to the discussion. Yes, 5 days. We begin on Monday, August 5th. Actually, on Sunday, there'll be a service at Ebenezer Baptist Church. Our president will be speaking with Dr. Raphael Warnock.
Yes.
Dr. Raphael Warnock speaks a little bit later. And then we'll have a number of ministers speaking at various churches. Someone will be at Dr. Carson's church, and there are about 10 to 12 different churches that we'll have a presence in on that particular day. On the 5th, we come straight out the gate with In Pursuit of Wholeness. We're looking at a legacy of faithful leadership. We have the president of the Baptist World Alliance with 47 million members, Dr. Paul Maciza. He addresses us on mission night, so we're looking forward to that. And PNBC has always been a part of forging and keeping these great relationships with different organizations. And as you see, as a part of the pursuit of wholeness, one of our things is the promotion of unity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we love to share our platform with people who share our beliefs as well. So Tuesday, August 6th, it's In Pursuit of Wholeness, a legacy of progress through education. We're honoring the American Baptist College and the Morehouse School of Religion. That's an exciting day for us. We have Congress that's going to be in session. You can wake up early in the morning. You can exercise with the president. Now, on Wednesday, August 7th, Dr. Rashad, we are focusing on Pursuit of Wholeness, our legacy of prophetic proclamation. We have amazing sessions all day. We have our Freedom Banquet from commemoration to celebration, honoring icons of the movement with a keynote address by the Honorable Stacey Abrams. So you know that's going to be power-packed, right?
Right. Yes.
And I want to say about that, tickets are going to be available on site, so you will have to come there or call our office because we've sold so many tables online that we kind of had to shift that operation. So you will have to call the actual convention headquarters.
Do you have the number?
Yes. The number is 202-395-0558. This promises to be a sold-out event. And you know, whenever our sister, the Honorable Stacey Abrams, is there, that is that it's going to be a sold-out event.
Absolutely.
Following that, we have the Fannie Lou Hamer story starring Mzuri Moyo Mbaye. And that's going to be at 9:15. It's absolutely free. And, of course, with voting and voting rights and all of that talk with census and everything like that, this is very important. There's going to be a town hall immediately following that. And something brand new introduced to the convention this year, especially targeting our millennials, young professionals, and just anyone is invited to attend. It's a minute after midnight. And so it really starts at 11 p.m. It goes until Roland Martin's going to be there with us, Olympic gold medalist Chris Brown, judges, bloggers, influencers. So it really is a time to just have a good time and network. And then Thursday is President's Night.
Yes.
And that is the night when we all come out,
yes,
all dressed up. We want to hear from our president and just really have a good time. So, Rashad, there's so much more. Like Diego said, everything is on our website, pmbc.org. We're introducing a music and fine arts division. So on Monday, they're going to have rehearsals and a jam session. Rashad, it's something for everybody, and you have to be there. And as a matter of fact, I heard you on the program, too.
I am. I'm on the program, and I will make sure we let the audience know where I will be in that program, because this is remarkable. And I may want to drop by on Cascade.
Yes, sir. Drop by.
During,
yes,
skate night.
Yes, sir. Please do.
Now, let me ask you, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. We talking about skating now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are y'all going to play some tip?
Yes, sir. There's no church music.
Okay, that's good. All right, I'm there, brother. I just don't know if I can skate right.
There's no church music.
I love
music.
Gospel on Sunday.
We do too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a skate party.
It's a skate party.
A real party. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Y'all progressive for real. That's, yeah, just not in the name, is it?
No.
Gentlemen, I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Madam, go ahead.
Dr. Rashad, I just wanted to make sure that people follow us on social media. Everything,
yes,
is there. We're on Twitter, PMBC Inc., Instagram, PMBC Inc. We're Progressive National Baptist Convention on Facebook. We want people to know who are really interested as we commemorate the 400, you know, quadcentennial of the transatlantic voyage of enslaved people.
That's right.
We are focusing on the diaspora, the movement of the First African Baptist Church, those that set up in Jamaica, in Canada, in Africa, and in the Bahamas. And so we will have people representing those different regions and countries. They'll be speaking as well, too. So it's happening in Atlanta, right, Dr. Carson?
Oh, yes, it's happening in Atlanta.
I love it. I love it. I thank you for all that you do. Literally, you're doing the work of God. And we'll have you back by the end of the week just to give an update. And I know some more people are confirming as we talk. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Thank you, sir.
All right. News
thank
and talk, you. 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.